Erev Tov Rabotai, State of the Union, because we're kind of smack in the middle of a sugya, Yudplet Amud Aleph. So, State of the Union is, yesterday we finished off the daf with a stira. You remember? Yesterday's daf ended off, what did the Mishnah, our Mishnah say? Stam Nedarim Leachmir. Don't give me those blank stares, I don't do those. Anyway, Bekitzul, I'm allergic to those. Yeah, no blank stares. Even if you have to lie to me, lie to me. Don't give me blank stares. Anyway, Bekitzul, so... Our Mishnah said Stam Nedarim Leachmir. Then we have another Mishnah that said Stam Nezirut Leakel. Hey, wait a second. Stam Nezirut is a kind of Nedir. So that's kind of contradictory. Said the Gemara, no, it's a machloket. In the Mishnayot, it's two different Tanaim. How so? The Mishnah yesterday said as follows. What happens? Well, anyway, Bekitzur, it's like the Shuk on the Erev Shabbat. Yeah? You ever been to the Shuk, the Machne Yehuda on Erev Shabbat? Yeah? Yeah. Our shul is like that. It's very lively. It's like the Shuk on Erev Shabbat. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, that's when everyone starts, huh? Baruch Hashem, it means everybody's alive. No one's dead yet. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says like this, Baruch Hashem, that's also good. We made a lively Hashkava this past week for this past Shabbat, for Sedom, Amora, Adma, Tzevoim, Tzohar. You know, they deserve it.
Huh?
According to some, right. Well, there's machloket who exactly the fifth city was, and if they got destroyed, whatever. So, but, huh? Hashkava levatana. It might be. Safek hashkava levatana. Anyway, v'kitzur, what happens if you do a safek? What happens if you mess up and you do hashkava on a live person? Does that kill him? What happens? Huh? Huh? Okay, so why don't we just do all do hashkavot for each other? Anyway, the Kitzur says follows. The Mishnah said, says the Gemara, it's a machloket tanaim. Each one of these Mishnayot has a different tana. Remember, if a person makes, let's say, all of his behemot hekdesh, the Chachamim said, the koi is hekdesh as well. And the Rabbi Elazar said, no, it's not. What's the machloket? The Chachamim says, a person puts himself into safek, and since he puts himself, even though the koi is a safek, a person would love to put his money in safek, and therefore he means to include the koi. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, a person doesn't, when he talks, he doesn't put himself into safek. And just like a person doesn't put his money into safek, he doesn't put his body into safek. Therefore what? Our Mishnah that says Stam Nedarim Leachmir means what? That even when he spoke in safek in cryptic words, he means to make it asur. That follows whom? Our Mishnah follows Rabbanan. That Mishnah that says Stam Nezirut Leakel is following who? Rabbi Elazar, who holds that not if a person doesn't put his money into safek, so too, he certainly would not put his body into safek, and therefore, if there's a cryptic language about his nezirut, what would we say? Rabbi Elazar would say, write it off. And therefore, le'akel mutar. Therefore, it's not a stira. One Mishnah, our Mishnah is Rabbanan, that Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, really? That Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar? You got bigger issues to deal with. Says the Gemara, le'abaye. B'mayokimta, le'safek nezirut le'akel k'Rabbi Elazar. What do you want to tell me? Anytime it says over here in the Ezid, the Mefarshim say it really should say in Azar. Yeah, so over here, what do you... Huh? What do you mean? Because we prove it from that... No, because from that Mishnah... Where is this Mishnah? Yeah. The Mishnah in Taharot, if you look over there, it says in Azar. So over there, what are you telling me? That Mishnah, Safek Nezirut La'akel Ezer Bil Azar? Yeah, I'll question you from the Sefer of that Mishnah itself that it can't be. How so? Says the Meraim HaSefer... Safek bechorot, if a person has a safek bechor, echad bechore adam, ve'echad bechore behima, ben teme'a, ben teora, hamotzi mechavero ala v'raya. Let's put human beings aside for now, safek bechor adam. But the halacha is if you have a safek bechor on a human being, or an animal, safek behima teora, or behima teme'a, all of these things, the Torah says belong to whom?
Kohen.
Yeah, that's why I have to do pidyon ben, pidyon peter chamor. The Bechor Behemah Teorah has to be given as brought as a korban and eaten by Kohanim. All the Bechorot belong to Kohanim. What happens if it's a Safik? Which means, let's say the mother was pregnant with twins, and it's a Zacharun Keva, and we're not sure which one was born first. Safik. What's the halacha? The Kohen can't collect. Why? Safik. Amotzim Chavron Avaraya. But here's the clincher, says the Mishnah. V'tane'ala, the Baraita adds on, V'asurin Begiza V'avodah.
Nevertheless, even though the Kohen can't collect, you have to, let's say the animal for now, you cannot, let's say it's a behemah Torah, you can't shear or work the animal because you still have to treat it as if what? As if it's a bechor, as if it has kedusha. Hey, wait a second. If Rabbi Elazar is the Tanav of that Mishnah, I thought a person doesn't get into Sfekot. So just like the Kohen doesn't collect because of the Safek, what else should be the case? It should be completely heter if the Mishnah is Taka Rabbi Elazar. You got with me? Don't look at me that way. And he says the Gemara, I don't like that. It's worse. Even give me a dirty look. Just not blank. Yeah, I don't mind. And he says, oh, that's the Gemara's answer. Wait, one second. So, oh, you're looking at the Gemara?
Yeah.
You want me to get you a sefer?
No, no.
You're good? Okay. Huh? Okay. So, now he says, you like it? You okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now he says, okay. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Amar le, amai kamidame et kedusha haba'a me'eleha likedusha haba'a bide adam. He says, what's your comparison? The case of Nezirut is what? You know why Benezirut Rabbi Elazar says a person doesn't put himself into Safek? Who created the Nezirut? He did. Therefore what? Since he creates the Nezirut through his words, a person would not put himself into Safek. And therefore, since the words are cryptic, what does he mean? To be Mekel and that it doesn't work. Whereas, Safek Bechor is not a Safek that he created. It's a Safek that Hashem created. And therefore what? Over there, even Rabbi Elazar would agree that you got to be Mahmir. We don't say the same thing, so get off my case.
Who's the
Kohen? The Kohen. And he can't.
Do they actually go and try to find
They can't. Him? They can. It's just like you can't prove it. Therefore, in general, Motzim Chavro Ala Baraya means, I mean, I'd love it to give it to you, but you can't do anything about it. So, too bad. Meaning,
it.
Yeah?
Hamon.
Yeah. No.
Hamad.
No. No. The only behemah teme'ah whose bechor is kadosh is Peter Hamon. That's it. Now he says, all behemot tehorot, whether it's a goat, bull, sheep, they're all those belong to the kohen. The only bechor behemah teme'ah is Hamon. They do a bunch of times. No, you give the Kohen a sheep, and then you get to keep the Ufet el Hamor, Tivdeh Veseh. You redeem it. You give the Kohen a sheep, and then you get to keep the Hamor. Yeah, it's a big mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ela ikashya hakashya. You want to ask a question on Rabbi Elazar? I got a better one for you. How? You know what? Before we get there, let's stop for a second and see Ron's, and then we'll come back. So right now, what are we saying? The Mishnah of Safek Nezirut La'akel is Rabbi Elazar. We tried to question it. We knocked it off. Akol b'seder. So far, so good. Yeah? Says the Ran. Echad bechor adam ve'echad bechor behema. On the top. Kegon she'alda zachar unkeva ve'en yadua eze otzi rosho rishon. We don't know which one stuck its head out first. Ve'tane ala asunim b'gizah ve'avoda. Sefa de matnitin gufa de Safek Nezirut La'akel. This is the end of the Mishnah. Of Safek Nezirut La'akel v'achi parich bishlam ha'ilam okminan laki Rabbi Elazar. If we wouldn't say this Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, lakash resha sefa, the resha and the sefa wouldn't be contradictory. The resha, the Safek Nezirut La'akel mishum de gufo lame'ail inish l'safek. A person doesn't put his body into sfekot. V'sefa de safek bechorot kevan de mamonahu amrinan de me'ail inish mamona l'safeka. A person would do it to mamon. That would be great. Wonderful thing to say, were the Mishnah not attributed to Rabbi Elazar. But what does Rabbi Elazar hold? Ela ledidach delashani lach ben gufa lemamona kasha. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that both money and person, a person will not put into safek, you have a question. To which the Gemara knocks off, amayka medamit kedusha haba'a me'eleha likdusha haba'a bidei adam. Mishum de bikdusha haba'a bidei adam hu de'ika lememar dehai gavra la gamar le'ayule nafshe umamone lespeka. A person never wanted to put himself and his mamon into safek. Aval bikdusha haba'a bidei shamayim leka lememarach. You can't say this. De'atu bi'adehu. Did you put the safek on the bechor? Who put the safek? It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tov. So that question on Rabbi Elazar was rebuffed. But now says the Gemara, Ela, new week, Rabbi Isai. You see, every night I have to give you a different chizuk. One's closer to Shabbat, one's over the hump, one's not Monday anymore. It's good. We have the shir always. We never have a shir on Monday. It's either Sunday night or Monday night. So Monday is always behind us. So that's a comfort. Anyway, b'kitzur.
Huh?
Yeah, but it's not the work week yet. And Gehinam, the Eshel Gehinam was created Monday morning, not Monday night. Manasseh says. So Sunday night was still, meaning Sunday night, Ya'aneh, the night of Monday was still, you know, was still football. Anyway, so he says like this, Viter. Yeah, they had football in Uzbekistan or anything, right? Not soccer, but I'm saying like, they don't do like American football. Wrestling? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Best wrestlers over there. Uzbeks? Not Russians? Russians are also pretty good. No? Now, anyway. So he says like this, Viter. Says the Gemara, Ela ikashi hakashia. You know what's there if you want to ask a question to Rabbi Elazar? Watch this. The Mishnah over there continues. What does it say? It's a Tosef Tantarot. Safek mashkin litame tame. Litame acherim tahor. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chein haya Rabbi Elazar omer kidvarav. Which means, if you have a question by liquids, if the question is, did the liquids become tame? Which means, let's say, a tame person, he stuck his hand into like a closet of jugs of liquid, and you're not sure if he actually touched the liquid or not. So since the question is about the tum'ah of the actual liquid, what do we say? Lehachmir.
Lehachmir.
Okay? But if the question is not about this liquid alone becoming tameh, but if this liquid was mitameh, something else, then what do we say? Safek? Lehakel, tahor. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar. Stop. If Rabbi Elazar at this moment is telling you that safek about its own tum'ah is le'achmir and it's tameh, what does that tell you Rabbi Elazar holds about the tum'ah of liquids? Deoraita or Drabbanan?
Deoraita.
Oh, because if he's telling you about the tum'ah of the liquid itself, le'achmir, whether it was mitameh something else, le'akel, so break it down, that means, what does he hold about the tum'ah of the liquid itself? Is the oraita, therefore, le'achmir. The liquid being mitameh something else is the rabbanan, and therefore, le'akel. Easy formula. Says the Gemara, umisviralele Rabbi Elazar, litameh tameh. Does Rabbi Elazar hold that when there's a safek, whether the liquid itself became tameh, it's tameh? Ve'atanya. There's another baraita, Rabbi Elazar omer, en tum'ah le'mashkin kol eikar. There's no tum'ah for liquids at all. And it sounds like right now we're talking about deoraita. Teda, he proves it. Shareh ha'id Yosef ben Yo'ezer ish tzereda. Al el kamta dachan. It's a certain variation of grasshopper that it's tahor. And therefore mutar to eat. Ve'al mashkin bet mitbachaya dachan. Which means that the liquids, bloods, waters that are running around in the bet mitbachaim, in the butcher house of the bet hamikdash. What do you mean butcher house? The section of the Beit HaMikdash where they used to chop up the meat, he says, huh? With the rings, where they used to skin it and chop it up and whatever. Any liquids, including water, is tahor. So what is that? If water was susceptible to tum'ah midoraita, they wouldn't just say in the Beit HaMikdash it would be tahor. So what do you see from here? It sounds like from this Gemara over here that midoraita, liquids themselves are always tahor. Midrabanan maybe. Before he said that if there's a safek in the liquid itself, whether it's tahor or tameh, we say tameh. Apparently, what does he hold that? Midoraita, it is mikabel tum'ah. So which is it? So the Gemara has a stira in Rabbi Elazar. To which the Gemara says, Hanichali Shmuel. This wouldn't be contradictory according to Shmuel, who says, De amar dachan miletameh acherim. When over there Yosef ben Yo'ezer says that it's pure, it means it's pure in terms of being metameh other things. Aval tum'at atzman yesh bahim. But midoraita, they do have their own tum'ah. When did the Chachamim say tahor? Tahor from being mitameh others. But their own tum'ah, they do have midoraita. Okay, that I get. That would resolve the contradiction in Rabbi Elazar. But, ela le'rav, de'amar dachan mamash. According to Rav, who understands this, Yosef ben Yo'ezer, who says pure means pure midoraita, that they themselves don't have a tum'ah midoraita at all. You have a problem. And therefore what? Rabbi Elazar, this can't be him talking. This Mishnah can't be him. This Baraita in Taharot is a follow-up of this Mishnah. This completely blows away any chance of Rabbi Elazar being the Tana of that Mishnah in Taharot that speaks about Nezirut and Tahara v'Tum'ah. Therefore, it can't be him. Says the Gemara, you're right. Originally, how do we get into this? You remember the stira between our Mishnah by Stam Nedarim Lachmir And the other Mishnah in Taharot that says, Stam Nezirut Le'akel. So we wanted to save the day by saying that the Mishnah over there in Nezirut was talking about, was according to Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara wiped that off. The Gemara says, that's not a good answer. Can't be him. So once we lose him, we're back to the original question, unless we find another Tana to save the day, which the Gemara does. Says the Gemara, Ela, it's another, so far, who's the favorite Tana of Masechet Nedarim so far? Per capita. Yeah, he's the favorite. He seems to be the fan favorite of Masechet Nedarim, coming always to save the day. He says, Ela, HaRabbi Yehuda v'HaRabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to say, I'll say in a second. Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Yeah. So he says, Detanya, what's the Baraita? Hareni Nazir im yesh bakeri hazeh me'akur. והלך ומצאו שנגנב או שעבד. רבי יהודה מתיר, ורבי שמעון אוסר.
רבותיי, listen carefully. A person, he's coming closer to a pile of grain. And he says, he exclaims, הריני נזיר, he sees it from far, הריני נזיר, if this pile has 100 קור in it. Okay? And then by the time he gets closer, he sees it got lost, it got stolen, it's not there anymore. Which means, we'll never know how much was in there. Now what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda says, you're good, you're free. Rabbi Shimon says, you're a nazir. What's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda holds, we see clearly, that a person doesn't put himself into safik, and therefore what? When he spoke, he meant to, he needed davka, a solid nazirut. A person doesn't put himself into sfikot, and therefore what happens when this thing is not here anymore? What happens to his nazirut? Poof, disappears. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, a person does put himself into Sfekot, and therefore, even though it's not here anymore, what's the status of his Nezirut? Binding. Mina Safek. And therefore what? Now tell me which Mishnah is which. Our Mishnah that says, Stam Nedarim Lachmir. Who is it? A person would put himself into Sfekot, Rabbi Shimon. The other Mishnah in Tarot that says, Stam Nezirut Lachel, that a person would not put himself into Sfekot, that would be Rabbi Yehuda. Say there. So Rabbi Elazar is done. Now we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. We're good? Let's see the run. Yeraboisai, stay with me. Yeah? Look alive. Now he says, how do you say look alive in Russian? I want to see the light in your eyes. He says the run. Believe me. Tomorrow's a big day, by the way, Rabotai. Tomorrow, another Daf Yomi cycle is starting. Daf Yomi of Yerushalmi. Tomorrow. So, I don't know. I'm still thinking. But you got to finish Yerushalmi sometime. So finish and know. Yeah.
Take also 7 years?
5.5. Yeah, so it's 5.5 ain't 7.5. So, I mean, it's...
Less books.
Right? Huh? Less Svarim, yeah. It's a totally different kind of Limud. Much easier kind of Limud, but the language is much harder.
And why do you say it's much easier?
The Limud is much easier. The language of the Talmud is much easier. There's less give and take. There's less shakla v'tarya than Talmud Bavli. But even if you're proficient with the language of Talmud Bavli, you might have no idea about the Talmud Yerushalmi because it's also an Aramaic, but a totally different dialect of Aramaic. There was a Babylonian Aramaic and there was an Israeli Aramaic, which totally different. If you're proficient in Zohar, you have a much better chance of understanding the Talmud Yerushalmi because what's the common denominator? Because both the Talmud Yerushalmi and the Zohar Kadosh were both written in Eretz Yisrael. They're both using the same dialect of Aramaic. So, anybody wants, tomorrow they're starting Brachot, Daf Aleph. Anyway, Kitzer. There's going to be a test on it, whether you learned it or not. It's on the exam.
When did it finish?
What do you mean?
5.5 years.
Today they finished. Today was the last Daf of Nida.
Why don't they make it such a big deal?
It's relatively newer than the Daf Yomi on Bavli cycle. Daf Yomi Bavli came out in the 20s. That was Rameir Lublin with the Chafetz Chaim's Haskama and support. This one came out in 1980. The idea to make a Daf Yomi cycle out of Yerushalmi was from 1980. So I guess it didn't take off as much. It's also a much different kind of limud. Also, Ikar le'alakha l'ma'aseh is the Talmud Bavli over the Talmud Yerushalmi, but it's, you know, Talmud Yerushalmi is gold. You need it. Anyway.
So after 120, let's say we forget our limud now. Are we going to remember it after?
The Shema remembers.
That's what I heard.
That's what the Yetzirah would love you to believe. Why do Chazara? The Neshama remembers. Why learn? The Neshama already learned it already in the stomach. Don't learn. Yeah. Yeah. That's
impossible.
Huh?
It's
not impossible. It's not impossible. Yeah, we memorize codes and we memorize a lot of things that... The rule in life is we memorize anything we love. Yeah? You love to make money, so you memorize everything that's associated with making money. Right? So, we have to set our love priority straight. It's not impossible. It's very possible. Look at work. That's very easy. You know what I'm saying? You remember all sorts of random numbers and codes and all sorts of zachin and all sorts of weird facts that you never need. Why? Because you need to make money. So you love money, so you remember this stuff. You push yourself because you love it. Not you. I'm saying people.
Love is important to you. So you got to make the right point.
That's love. Love is important. You love things that are important to you. And things that are important to you, you love. They're interchangeable.
The Isur of forgetting is passively forgetting. That's actually...
No. The Mishnah says in Masechet Avot that the Isur to forget is only by actively causing yourself to forget. The only way in the Torah to actively cause yourself to forget Torah is by filling your mind with Arayot. You look at Arayot, you immediately forget Torah. And that's when a person's Chayav. That's the way it works. Huh? That's pretty bad. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzer. Now, again, a person will... The Isur of... is only then. Now, not to say that Hashem is not going to take us to task why we didn't do Chazar and retain it, but the Isur of causing forgetfulness is only when a person does it actively. Says the Ran, Gshmak HaMaisis, Safek Mashkin, Kegon Shoshi Tamei Yado, Leben HaMashkin Ven Yadu Haim Naga Bahen, Litamei. Yeah? Klomar, Letum'at Atzman, Azlin Lechumra, Aval Lo Letamei Acherin, not to impurify others. That is the Girsa of the Tosefta. There's an opinion that doesn't say. Why do we have to bring a baraita? It's even better to ask from a baraita than from the sefer of the Mishnah. Why? Mishum de mefarash be'edya de Rabbi Elazar svira le de safek mashkin li tame tame. It says it mefurash. Entum ale mashkin kol aikar midde oraita al el kamtzach agav sheshmo ail. There was a certain kind of grasshopper that they called a ram. The ram hopper. Anyway, so he says dachan tahor v'kashe la'achila. ועל משקה בית מטבחיה דחן דכיוון דתומאת משקין מדרבנן במשקה במטבחיה לגזרו. They didn't make a גזרה on the liquids in the בית המטבחיים ובית המקדש שלא להרבות תומאה בעזרה, וכיוון דתומאת משקין מדרבנן הכי מחמרין בספקיים. How do we make it? How is ספקו תמה? הניח, to which the Gemara says, הניח עלי שמואל דאמר דחן מיני תמי אחרים, אבל תומת עצמן יש בהן, ניחה. According to Shmuel, it's wonderful. דמישום דתומת עצמן מדאורייתא, Shmuel understands that even according to Rabbi Elazar, their own תומאז מדאורייתא, אז לינה מספקה ולחומרה. But according to Rav, that they don't have any תומאה themselves מדאורייתא, מה איקה למה? אלא למען דאמר, דחן ממש, דאפילו תומת עצמן מדרבנן, מה איקה למה? What are you going to say? הבלן למזל בספקה ולכולה. We should have gone ספקו להקל, to which the Gemara says, וכי תמה אם כן, אפילו למוק מינן הדספק נזירות להקל כרבי אלעזר, even without saying the previous Mishnah, of ספק נזירות להקל is like רבי אלעזר, הכי ניחא. How would that be any better? האקתי קשיא דרבי אלעזר, רבי אלעזר, we still have a contradiction, רבי אלעזר on himself. דאמר בהדיא דתומת משכין מדרבנן, כדקתנה, אין תומאה למשכין כל עיקר, ואפילו האחי יזיל בספקאי ולחומרה, כדקתנה, וכן היה רבי אלעזר אומר, כדבריו, עלה דאהיס דספק משכין לתמה תמה. So what does it matter? The contradiction of רבי אלעזר is still there, regardless of whether or not we attribute the Mishnah of ספק נזירות להקל to him. יש לומר, the Ran answers, דאחי פריך, what is the Gemara's question? Bishlama ihach desafek nezirut lakel lamitmaker Rabbi Elazar lakashya. If we didn't attribute that mishnah safek nezirut lakel to Rabbi Elazar, it wouldn't be shver. Why? Deikala memar that Rabbi Elazar machmir besafek afilu bederabbanan. Aval kevan deamar desafek nezirut lakel Rabbi Elazar. He once we say that mishnah is Rabbi Elazar nehi davek kedusha haba bide adam. Although it's a kedusha that comes bide adam because he spoke it. Hechi adifa tumad rabbanan afal pi sheiba me'elea min nezirut deoraita. How could tumad rabbanan be better than tumah mideoraita, than nezirut mideoraita?
אפל פי שיבא בידי אדם, and just like נזירות מדאורייתא, a person doesn't put himself into ספקות, so too, by טומאה מדרבנן, a person shouldn't be in בספק either, and it should be מותר. וכי תמה, החזינן בהדד בקדושה הבא בידי אדם, אפל פי שמדאורייתא מכיר רבי אלעזר בספקי, דקתנה לא יקדיש תקוי, וכיוון שכן אפילו, כי למה כמינן הד ספק נזירות להקל כרבי אלעזר, כאשר דרבי אלעזר, דרבי אלעזר, we still have that contradiction. We can answer that. We could answer. We could have pushed that off. Dainu ta'amad Rabbi Elazar. Dama lo yikdish takoy. Mishum dekoy shemo alav. Vela karo le'in shechaya velo behema. Even if not, a person would still not be makdish dekoy because it's not. It's always called dekoy. It's neither chaya nor behema. That's why it's not yikdish. Zenir ali. Ve'alach umtza'o shenigrav o she'avad Rabbi Yehuda matir. Mishum. דלא מסיק הדעתה דלא הבן נזיר עד שיתברר לו שיהיה באותו קרי מעקור. טוב, now, this is so far so good. What's state of the union number time? What's the state of the union? We found another way to resolve the contradiction between our Mishnah, Stam Nedarim Lachmir, and the Mishnah Taharot that says Stam Nezirut Lakel. Who's that Tana in by Nezirut? Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That a person does not put himself into Sfekot, and when he does, it's all Lakel. What was the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Tell me the case again. No. What was the source that Rabbi Yehuda says a person won't put himself into Sefek?
A person saw a bundle of
wheat. Yeah.
And he said if there's 100 of kor, he's going to be a Nazir.
Okay, and then what happens?
And then it gets stolen, and then
he doesn't know. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's not a Nazir. Why? A person would not put himself into questionable Nazirut. If a person accepts Nazirut, he means it to be what? Vadai, ironclad. And what does Rabbi Shimon hold? A person doesn't mind putting himself into Safek Nezirut. Yeah? Says the Gemara. Now we're, so far, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Veramid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, you think you're out, you think you're off scot-free by saying that this Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar, it's Rabbi Yehuda. I'll contradict Rabbi Yehuda himself. Yeah, we think the Gemara is, you can brush it off. Boom! Comes right back swinging. We have a stiran Rabbi Yehuda himself. Mi amar Rabbi Yehuda, la me'ayin inish nafsheli sfeka? Really, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a person would not put himself into safek? Urmin hi. I can contradict that. Rabbi Yehuda omer, stam teruma bihuda asura. In general, if a person says, this person who lives in Yehuda, remember this was yesterday's Mishnah, this kikar should be like teruma. In general, how does Yehuda talk? Teruma, they reference what? Trumat al-Lishka, because Trumat al-Lishka, which is something that's Nadur, the Shkalim, and therefore what it's Asur, because what are they most acquainted with? Trumat al-Lishka. Uva Galil Muteret. In Galil, if a person says, this bread should be like Truma, it's Mutar. Because of the Galil, what was the reason of the Mishnah? She'en anshe ha-Galil makirin et Trumat al-Lishka. People in the Galil, they don't know so much about the Trumat al-Lishka since they don't live next to Beit HaMikdash. So what Truma is on their mind when they talk? The truma of grain. And truma of grain is not asur because it's davar asur, lo davar nadur. Says the Gemara, let us make a diuk. Let's infer from here. Ta'ama, de'en makirin, ha-makirin, asurin. What's the reason, Rabotai, when Anshe Galil say, this bread should be like truma, what's the halakha, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah? Mutar. What's the reason for that? Because they don't know so much about truma talishka. Hey, wait a second. You can infer that if they did know a lot about Trumat al-Lishka, what would be the halacha? Asur. Yeah, one second. Even if they knew a lot about Trumat al-Lishka, they just said Truma, which means even if they knew about it, it's still a safek in our minds. What are they talking about? Are they talking about Trumat al-Lishka, or are they talking about Truma of Dagan, of wheat? And therefore, according to the Biyuda, even if they know about it, and a person doesn't put himself into a safek when he's talking, what should be the halacha according to the Biyuda? Still mutar. Because a person doesn't put himself into a safek. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that the only reason why Mr. Galil is... Mr. Galili, sounds Persian. Yeah? Mr. Galili is off the... Nachon? Yeah? Why is... If he says, this should be like Trumah, he's off the hook, only because they don't know about Trumah Talishka, which you can infer that if they did know, he would be Asur. Hey, wait a second. Even if they did know, it should still be off the hook, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person does not put himself into Sfekot when he talks. Boom. Stiran Rabbi Yehuda.
Bam. Why didn't he say that as one of the examples?
No.
Even if they did know.
He says, the reason why when Galil say this is like Truma is off the hook is only one reason. Why?
because they don't know. Yeah? Mashma that if they did know, it's asur. That's wrong. According to the Biyuda, even if you do know, it's still safek. Safek is off the hook.
Can't say it's partial?
No. Because look at his language.
In the case of the Nazirut, he's putting himself into safek. In
yeah.
the case of putting, making something to mind, you're putting something else into safek. You're not.
He's on safek. Himself. On himself. Person does not put his, it's his object, his money or his person into sfekot. Meaning when a person says a language that makes either his person or his object asur, according to the Biyuda, sfekot don't work. He's got to be clear. Yeah? So
they did know that they would mention Mishkan.
No. No, if he mentioned, he would mention. But if it sounds like even if he didn't mention, if they would know, it would still be asur. And that's being mahmir. That's saying a person
still
does put himself into
either be lishka or dagan.
And yet, it sounds like from the diuk that we made from the Mishnah, it would be asur. And according to the Biyuda, that should not be the case. So it's a stira on Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Amar Ava, Gabe Kiri Kasavar Kol Shesfeko Chamur Mivadai. Now we're saying a new concept. The only time Rabbi Yehuda says that a person doesn't put himself into sfekot is only when the sfekot are worse, are more severe than the vadai, which is by the nezirut, like we said by the wheat, not by the truma. What? Okay, new concept. Only time Rabbi Yehuda says a person doesn't put himself into safek is only when the safek is worse than the vadai, which only applies by nezirut, by that pile, not by the truma. How so? Now the Gemara illustrates. The ilu gabe nazir vadai megaleach umevi korban v'neichal, and it gets eaten. Ve'al sfeko lamatze megaleach. The halacha is by nezirut vadai. What's the halacha? A regular nezirut vadai. When it's over, what does he do? He brings his korban and then he gets to shave. Whereas by nezirut safek, the halacha is he can't bring all of his korbanot. You know why? One of his korbanot is a chatat. Chatat, since it's a sin of ola and shlamim, can come as donated. So even if he's not a nazir, he can bring that. But chatat, which is only for a sin offering, you can only bring a chatat to the azara for nazirut if you are a vadai nazir. Therefore, if he's only a safek nazir, he can't bring the chatat. If he can't bring the chatat, he can't shave. And therefore, what do you see? That there's a chumrah on the safek nazirut over the nazirut vadai, and therefore what? That's when Rabbi Yehuda says a person doesn't put himself into safek. Says the Gemara, really? Says the Gemara, Amar l'Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava. I'll find you a case where there's no difference between safek nazirut and regular nazirut, depending on what. Amar hareni nazir olam mai. What happens if the guy says that he's nazir olam? In the case of the kri, where it's a safek, let's say he says, if there's 100 kur inside this pile, I'll be nazir olam, forever. Forever means that what? He never means to take a haircut. He never needs to shave because he's nazir forever. And therefore what? Whether or not he's vadai or safek, there's no difference because anyways, he would have been asur, even for a vadai, to take a haircut. So where does your answer go? We're back to square one. That you can't tell me, no, he only says, Rabbi Yehuda only says his concept of person doesn't put himself into safek, where the safek is more chamur than the vadai. I just found you a case where safek and vadai would be the same thing by nazir olam. Says the Gemara, Amar le, nazir olam nami safeko chamur mivadai. Deilu vadai yichbit tsa'aro mekel beta'ar umevi shalosh behemot v'ilu safeko la. Rava says that's a bad analogy. You know why? Even by nazir olam, the halacha is that the safek is still more severe than the vadai. You know why? Even by vadai nazir olam, the halacha is if his hair gets very heavy on him and it's like it's hard for him to manage, the halacha is that he's allowed to, with a shinui, not with scissors because that's the regular way, with a razor, slightly lessen the load of his hair, take off a few snippets of his hair to make it a little bit lighter, in which case he'll bring 3 korbanot and go back to his nazirut. That's by nazir olam vadai. But by nazir olam safek, once again, he can't bring his chatat, and therefore what? He can't lessen the load of his hair. So we find once again, even by nazir olam, which is more severe, safek or vadai? Safek. So my answer still holds, says Rava. But Rav Huna bar Yehuda comes back swinging. He says, Amar hareni nazir shimshon mai. What's the halacha? If the guy says, this case of the pile, He didn't say regular Nazir. He didn't say Nazir Olam. He said Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon means what? He's Nazir forever, plus what? He's never allowed to, forget about shaving, he can't even snip. He's got to leave it as is forever. And therefore what? What do you see from here? Once we're talking about Nazir Shimshon, what? Now there's for sure no difference between Safek and Vadai. And you can't tell me it's more Hamur. So what are you going to say about that? Rava answers, Amar le Nazir Shimshon Latanya. That baraita, when we're talking about the case of the wheat pile, it can't be talking about over there that he's talked about Nazir Shimshon. It can talk about maximum, regular Nazir and Nazir Olam. Nazir Shimshon is not part of the equation over there by the pile. That's how Rava gets out of it. He tells him, sorry, Amar le v'hamar avada barahava, Tanya Nazir Shimshon. He says, there's another, Ravada Barahava says there is a baraita that inserts the words Nazir Shimshon into that case of the pile. So what are you going to do about that? Amar le itanya tanya. He said, no, he says, well, if it says it, if it actually says that in the text of the baraita of the pile, then you're right, touche, I have nothing to say. Then you got me. I never heard of that, but if you say that such a baraita exists, then checkmate. You're right. And he says, however, Rav Ashi comes to save the day. Rav Ashi Amar, no, Rav Ashi has another way to save the day. The other baraita that we said, how do we get into this originally? What was the stira in Rabbi Yehuda? Originally from the case of the pile. We said that Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't put himself into sfikot. And from the case of our Mishnah, what did we infer? That a person does put himself into sfikot from Amche Galil, you remember? Another way to resolve that stira says, the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfonhi. That Rabbi Yehuda that's talking about over there by the pile, who says that a person doesn't put himself into safik, that's not his own opinion. That's Rabbi Yehuda quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Tarfon, not his own opinion. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Omer. What does he say? En echad mehem nazir. Lefi shelo nitan nazirut ela lehafla'a. Which means, this is really talking about another case. Let's say, there's a guy walking by. You see a guy in the distance. Two guys have a bet among themselves. They want to say, one guy says, this is Ploni Almoni. Another one says, no way, it's not Ploni Almoni. What did they do to make the stakes higher? Each one says, if it's Ploni Almoni, I'm a Nazir. Another one says, if it's not Ploni Almoni, it's not a Nazir. And then the guy comes by and they ask to see his ID. And they see that what? Either he is or he isn't. What's the halacha? Rabbi Tarfon says, neither of them are Nazirim. Why? Because according to Rabbi Tarfon, Nazirut requires hafla'a, which means clear-cut speech and knowledge, meaning being completely informed at the time of the Nazirut. Were these two people completely informed? They weren't. That's why they made this, they said this thing. Therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda said over there by the pile, that what, if there is 100 kur, if there isn't 100 kur, that a person doesn't put himself into a safik, that wasn't Rabbi Yehuda himself talking. Rabbi Yehuda himself says a person does put himself into safik. Who is he quoting over there? The Shitav Rabbi Tarfon. And therefore therefore what? That what we said before, that the Mishnah by Safek Nazirut Le'akel is Rabbi Yehuda, that's not so accurate, says Rav Ashi. It's not really Rabbi Yehuda. It's more like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. But he himself doesn't hold of it. One second. Let me just finish this line. It says the Gemara Yahachi, my iria shenignav she'avad. According to this, that it's Rabbi Tarfon, why does it need to be that the pile was lost or stolen? Even if the pile's right here, according to Rabbi Tarfon, if he said, if I'm a Nazir, if there's 100 kur in there, even if it's right here and you can't, and there is 100 kur, at the time of speech, at the time of the Kabbalat Nazirut, there was a lack of knowledge, so it still shouldn't work. Why do we need it to be lost or stolen? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela leodiacha kochod Rabbi Shimon daf al gav ninignavo she'avad kasavar ma'ayni inish nafshe bisfeka. It's to teach me the chidush of Rabbi Shimon. That what? You're right. According to Rabbi Tarfon, even if it's here, the guy's still not a Nazir. You know what the chidush is? That even when it's lost or stolen, Rabbi Shimon says still the guy is a Nazir. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says a person would put himself into sfekot under all circumstances, and he's ready, willing, and able to accept the Nazirut even under sfekot. So the chidush of the Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Tarfon, but more like according to Rabbi Shimon. Yes? Well, it ain't good yet because we didn't see the Ran. Now, says the Ran, got to go back to Amud Aleph. Says the Ran, towards the bottom. Tama de in makirin. Yeah, they say in America, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Yeah, and he says, they had opera in Uzbekistan, probably not, no? Opera? That's a kind of, is there a fat lady?
No,
fat guys. Okay, guys. Okay. Anyway, said it ain't over till the fat guy sings. Yeah, and he says,
Yaakov.
Huh?
Yaakov sings.
Oh, that guy? In the airport? No, his name is Yaakov.
Yeah.
Yaakov. Anyway, so he says like this, Viter. You know that video?
Yeah.
That guy was great. He got the whole place into it.
Yeah,
Shem Yisrael. To Ta'amad de'en makirin ha-makirin asurin. Hi, the makshem midiuka de sefa, vela parich miguva de resha. How come we're asking from an inference of the sefa and not from the actual wording of the resha, the katane? Stam truma miyuda asura, al masveka lechumra, mishum deika ledahuye, we can push that off. The resha, hainu ta'ama mishum, de anshe yuda mitoch shayu yoter regilin betrumat alishka. Since Anshei Yehuda were more familiar with Trumat Alishka L'Trumat HaGoren, La Karula Trumat Stam, they would not call Trumat Goren, meaning the grain Truma, regular Truma. Hilkach ki nadre b'Truma, v'day b'Trumat Alishka nadre. Aval diuka desef akashya, demidyayiv ta'ama behetera de Galil, lefi she'en makirin mashma ha-makirin, zo v'zo asurin, desfeka l'chumra. And that is the real question. Continues the run. Ve'ilu al sfeko lamatzi megaleach. We said that by safek he can't shave. Why can't he shave by the safek? Because he can't bring the chatat. Lefi shetzarech legaleach al havaat korbanotav. He can only shave after he brings all the korbanot. Ve'lamatzi le'atuyinhu, and he can't bring them. Din malav enaziru ma'itechulin ba'azara, and that's only by the chatat. Ve'chitem anehi de chatat lamatzi le'ituye. You're right. He can't bring the chatat. Bitnai. She'en chatat ba nedava, because a chatat can never come donated leta'ola ushlamim velitne im nazir ani hare elu lechovati v'im lav yen nedava da kaimalan dim gileach alachad mishloshtan yatsa. The halacha is, hey, wait a second, he's allowed to shave after bringing any one of the korbanot, so let him bring the ola and the shlamim and say, if I'm a nazir, this is for korban nazir, and if not, if I'm not a nazir, then what? These are donated korbanot, bring the korbanot and shave. What are you getting all hung up on the chatat? Says the Ran, yesh lomar hanimile b'de'avad, that's only post facto if you did it. Aval lechatechila eno megaleach nimken yikriv chatat ve'ola ushlamim lechatechila. They're going to tell him in the Beit HaMikdash, you really shouldn't be shaving until when? You bring all three korbanot, and he can't bring the chatat. Hilkach let letakantal im zirut, there's no other way to get out of it. Haba'a ala safek. Amar Rav Nazir Olam, what's going to be if he said Nazir Olam? Da baraita dim yesh bekriya ze me'akur stama tanya, v'yesh b'mashma afilu Nazir Olam. It can even talk about Nazir Olam, v'afilu achi shere Rabbi Yehuda, af al pi she'en sfeko chamur, da vaday nami matzi megalach, he can certainly shave. Harini Nazir Shimshon, my, what's the halacha over there? Afilu vaday lamatzi megalach b'ta'ar. Over there, b'vaday, even b'derech shel shinui, with the razor, he also can't take it off. What's the difference? I told you, what's the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Olam can lighten the load, and Nazir Shimshon,
yeah,
stuck. Now he says, Amar le, la tanya, de stama, la mashma, Nazir Shimshon. Yeah, that baraita is not talking about Nazir Shimshon at all. Vatanya Nazir Shimshon, it does say, de ika baraita, de tana behedya, de Rabbi Yehuda matir, beomer areni Nazir Shimshon, im yesh bakriya ze me'akur, ve'alach umtzeo shenignav. There's a baraita meforash that says, that is talking about Nazir Shimshon. To which Rava says, itanya tanya, which means, if it says it, ולידן לפרוקה, דלתיק שהי, דאין אנשי גליל מכירים תרומת הלשקה, דמשמע מכירים אסורים. He says, if there's such a baraita, then you're right. The original contradiction from the דיוק of אנשי גליל comes back. I don't have what to answer. See? The אמוראים were honest. If that's what it is, I can't answer you. You're right. And he says, that's מוסר. Some people always have to have the last word. Always have to have it. No, sometimes, if you're honest in Torah, sometimes you just don't. Now he says, inami. Itanya Tanya, what does that mean? Utre Tanae Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe there's two Tanaim according to Rabbi Yehuda. En echad mehem nazir, that was shitat Rabbi Tarfon, b'masechet nazir, tenan. Tenan la. Bishnaim shayu mehalchin baderech, v'ra'u echad ba kenegdam. They saw another person walking. Amar echad mehen, hareni nazir, sheze ish peloni. Amar chavero, hareni nazir, she'eno. Yeah, they're having a bet, and what's the stakes of their bet? Nazirut.
Yeah, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Neither of them are Nazir. V'ahiv Rabbi Yehuda Mishmeta Amah. What's the reason for this, says Rabbi Yehuda? Lemilte, lefi shelo nitan hanezirut ela leaflaa. Klomar, she'en hanezirut chal, ela ad sheyafrish ota belushum tenai. No tenaim, kedichtiv ki yafli. Demashma sheyafresh, velo sheyikabel ota al hasafek. He's got to be clear about it. No tenaim, no conditions. Hilkach baraita da omer anin nazir shimshon im yesh bakriya zeh me'akur dela v'nazir kavate, that's following Rabbi Tarfon. Ela leodiach hakochod Rabbi Shimon daf al gav nignav v'chi tema litne d'chi ita be'ainel when it's still around leodiach hakochod Rabbi Yehuda d'kochad etera adif, when it's still around Rabbi Yehuda is a bigger chidush because the koach etera, the more mekel shita, is a bigger chidush. Leta, that's wrong. The kivan de ta'ama mishum de la nitana nezirut ela leaflaa, leka koach etera tfe. There's no greater koach in the kula. Ki ita be'inayim mishinignav she'avad. Whether it's here or stolen, it's the same eter. Aval hashta de nakit la benignav. Once we talk about that it got stolen, hashmin rabuta, the Rabbi Shimon de la chayish linzirut de aflaa. According to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't need nezirut of aflaa. He doesn't need for it to be clear. A person can put himself into safek. Next Gemara says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what did the Mishnah say? Stam truma biyuda. Yeah, what did Rabbi Yehuda say, Rabotai? Don't forget. Stam truma in Yehuda is talking about truma of truma talishka and asur. Stam truma in the Galil, since they don't know about truma talishka, is mutar, because they're talking about trumat gorin. Says the Gemara, what can you infer from this? Hamakirin, asurin. But if they would, if Anshe Galil would know about Trumat Alishka, then what would be the halacha? If they said Truma, there would be asur. Alma, sfeka lachumra. Apparently, what do you see from here? That safek, nidarim, would be leachmir. The only reason why Rabbi Yehuda lets Anshe Galil off the hook by Truma is because they don't know about it. Were they to know about it though, what do we say? Safek, nidarim, leachmir. That's one inference. Emasefa, let's look at the next clause of the Mishnah. Stam charamim bihuda mutarim. Regular, stam charamim in Yehuda is muta. Because in Yehuda, what do they reference charamim to? Yehuda, they're very chummy with whom? With the Kohanim. And therefore, when they say charam, it's always a reference to charme Kohanim, which is something that is not nadur. And therefore, it's mutar. Uva galil asurin, she'en anshe galil makirin et charme Kohanim. In Galil, stam charamim or asur, since in the Galil they don't have a lot of Kohanim, they don't know about charme Kohanim. So when Galil says charamim, what are they thinking about? Shamaim, which is nadur, that's why it's asur. What do you see from here? Hamakirin, mutarin. Were anshe Galil more acquainted with charme Kohanim, what would be the halacha? Mutar. What do you see from that? Al masfeka lekula. Apparently what? Safek nedarim is lehakel. So we inferred from the first half that safek nedarim is lachmir, and from the second part of the Mishnah, we can infer that safek nedarim is lakel. Stira, says the Gemara, you got it all wrong. Amar Abaye, Sefa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadoki. The Resha that was talking about Truma, that was Rabbi Yehuda. But don't think the Sefa that's talking about Haramim is also Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different Tana. Two different Tanaim in the same Mishnah. Who's the one talking by Haramim? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. The Tanya, how do we know? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma Biyuda Asura. Because what? Safek Nedarim is Lachmir. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Stam Charamim BeGalil Asurim. Which means what? Because over there, Stam Charamim is? Stam Charamim, they're always talking about Shamayim. But, in general, not, it would be Lehakel, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, so that's what we're coming out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Nedarim is Lachmir. The Sefa of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, who holds Stam Nedarim is Lehakel. Says the Ran. Hamakirin Asurin Almas Vekalachumra. Had the Parich Midiuka Deresha. Adiuka De Sefa Vela Parich Meresha Le Sefa. Why don't we just ask from the Resha to the Sefa itself? Deresha Katane. Stam nedari, slicha, stam truma biyuda asura, al masfeka lechumra, vesefa katane, stam charamim biyuda mutarim, al masfeka lekula. How come we don't ask that? Mishum dehavale ledachuye, we could push that off. Dilma leolam sfeka lekula. Veresha hainu ta'ama, what's the reason the resha? Mishum de biyuda, mipene shayu regilim arbe betrumat alishka. לא היו קוראים לתרומת הגורן תרומה סתם. They never called it תרומה סתם. אינה מלאידך גיסא, we could push it off the other way. דיל עולם ספקה לחומרה, really ספק is להחמיר. וספת הקטנה סתם חרמים ביהודה, מותרים, היינו תעמד מתוך שהיו כהנים הרבה מצויים ביניהם, ורוב חרמיהם היו לכהנים, להב וקרא לחרם גבוה, חרם סתם, they would never call regular חרם as a חרם גבוה, חרמי שמיים. אבל דיוקה דרשה, דיוקה דספה קשיה, but באמת, the inference of the רשה and the inference of the ספה are contradictory. אמר הבאיה, ספר רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוקי, דמתניתין תרי תנאיהי. Our Mishnah is comprised of two תנאים. רשה רבי יהודה דסבירה לספקה לחומרה, ולדידי, according to רבי יהודה באמת, אינה חנמי, really, דסתם חרמים ביהודה, even סתם חרמים in יהודה, not only in גליל, נמי אסורין. Why? Because we always go להחמיר. וספר רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק, דספר רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק, דאמר סתם חרמים בגליל אסורין, לפי שאין מכירים את חרמי הכהנים, they don't know the חרמי הכהנים, המכירים מותרים, but if they would know, it would be מותר, דספקה לכולם. ומשום אחי, סתם חרמים ביהודה שהיו מכירים אלו ואלו מותרים. סתם חרמים in יהודה. And in יהודה, since the, באמת, according to רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק, in יהודה, where they knew about both חרמי שמיים and חרמי הכהנים, what רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק say if they said חרם סתם, since it's a ספק, להקל. וסתם תרומה נמי ביהודה לרבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק מותרת. According to רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק, סתם תרומה. In Yehuda, they knew about Terumat Alishka, and they also knew about Terumat Goren. According to him, since it's a Safek, what they mean by Terumat Stam? Leakel. V'hai denakat Rabbi Yehuda Terumah. V'nakat Rabbi Elazar Haramim. Why did they do that? Lav Davka. They're not only talking about that. Dehuadin b'Terumah Gufa. They argue about Terumah itself. Inam b'Haramim Gufa. They also argue about Haramim themselves. Ava Matzi Lefluge. אלא מורד השמיע עליהם מרבה כאמר, ומורד השמיע עליהם מרבה כאמר. רבי יהודה heard from his רבי about תרומה, and רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק heard about חרמים from his רבי. ולפי זה, כי מהדרינן לעיל אמן דסבירה לה, למה עיל איניש נפשי לספקה, הווה מצא לממר רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוקי. When we were looking before for an opinion that says that a person doesn't put himself into ספק, and it's going to be mutar, we could have said it's רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק, אלא רבי יהודה עדיף לה דקאמר אחי בן זהות גופה, we opted for Rabbi Yehuda because he actually said this by Nezirut. Ul'inyan alakha, the run ends off. Kaim alan destam nedarim lachmir, ki stam matnitin. We do not hold like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Tzadok that stam nedarim is lakel. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, stam nedarim lachmir, because that's the Tanakama, that's the stam in the Mishnah. Ad kan rabotai. Baruch Adonai ha'olam, amen v'amen. See you tomorrow.